It's Agosto. Right of the arc, goes to Clark, gets by Chellen, down the lane again with the right. He scores with a foul. Raekwon Clark back to the line for another N1. It's the second time he's done it in 48 seconds. And this time the foul was given to Evans. That's his second. So Clark, who missed the free throw on the first N1, will try and hit this one. Terriers in front, 41-33, 48 seconds into the second. And Clark hits it that time. Give him 15 of LIU's 34 points. Now the Sharks need to get back on D. Agosto runs into Hawkins down the near side. And so the officials already a lot more active on their whistles. After calling all of 8 fouls in the first half, they've whistled 3 in the first 52 seconds here. Evans hands off. He's got Hawkins in between the circles. Chellen sets the high screen. Agosto runs into it but stays with Hawkins. Forces him to swing. Give and go. Back door. Hawkins lays it in for 2. Chellen caught it top of the key. Hawkins with the little back screen and the cut. And it's a 9-point lead for the Terriers, 43-34, a minute 15 gone by in the second. Clark beats Chellen again, adjusts with the right, and lays it in. Raekwon Clark's made all 3 of his field goals in this second half. And now the Terriers get it across. Evans kicks left, Kurtinich, that's a 3. It's around and out, no good. And the rebound's tipped and grabbed by the Sharks. They're on the move. Clark crossed over on his right, tipped, and he was the last one to knock it. He tried that little swing-around move with the right hand and probably would have been better served kicking it to one of his guards on the perimeter, because that time the Terriers got help for Chellen. 7th turnover for the Sharks. And the Terriers control. It's Chellen palming it. Left baseline. Clark muscles him. The turnaround with the right. It's there every time for Dennis Chellen. He continues to match Clark. Chellen 7 of 8, 14 points, and the lead back to 9. 45-36 for the Terriers. Agosto, left of the arc, goes to Batts, right of the arc. Julian looking to get on the board, had it poked away. Unique McLean guarding him. Julian goes to the right, goes in all alone, switches up and puts it in. Normally a lefty, but he scores righty, and Julian Batts is on the board. It took him more than 22 minutes. 45-38, Terriers in front, 2.5 gone by in the second. Evans, left of the arc, spots up, high arcing 3, a little too strong. And Agosto elevates for the rebound. He's got speed, down the middle, cradled, pokes it, right corner, Cotton, yes sir. That's a triple for Vershawn. His first bucket. And the Sharks are within 4, 45-41, nearly 3 minutes in. And here comes LIU, the timeout from Glenn Breca. Stops the clock with 2:52 gone by in the second. Julian Batts and Vershawn Cotton score after failing to do so in the first. We'll pause for a timeout on the Sharks Radio Network. Early timeout in the second half from Glenn Breca. And it only came 2:52 out of the halftime locker room. Terriers had a 10-point lead. It's been cut to 4. With the Sharks getting off to a perfect start, 5 for 5. Raekwon Clark with 3 buckets. Julian Batts and Vershawn Cotton with the other 2. And LIU trailing most of the way, suddenly within 4 at 45-41. The Terriers are likely to go back to Rob Higgins earlier than they normally would in the second half. They were just a different offense with Higgins on the floor. He changed everything for them. And even though Higgins did not start the second half for the Terriers, I'd imagine that he re-enters after this timeout. That leaves Glenn Breca with 2 left. 139 wins in Brooklyn Heights last season. The Terriers lost in the first round at Robert Morris in overtime. That eliminated them from the NEC tournament. Got an invite to the CIT and then lost at Hampton 81-72. And again, Derek Kellogg in his third year with the Sharks has never won in this building. 0-2. And trying to get his team back in it. The inbounds from the near sideline came out from Kurtinich. Higgins not in yet. No changes to the starting five for the Terriers. And Clark looking to body up on Schellen. McLean slipped, kept his footing, goes out to the right wing. Kurtinich hop step in the lane, the runner too strong. Flowers looked for the rebound, had it knocked away. Clark eventually recovers and leads the break. Needs to control, dribbles, kicks left. It's Cotton wide open for three. No. Knocked loose. Sharks recover with Flowers. Second chance points. Batch straight away. That's a long three. Yes! Julian Batts back to back. 5 points in the half for Batts. It's a one-point game. And the Terriers lead 45-44 with 16:22 to go in the second. Hawkins far right side. He's been quiet in this game with just 2 points. Clark reaches in. He's called for the foul. That was as Hawkins looked to get it out beyond the straightaway of the arc. The foul on Clark is his second and number two against LIU in the half. Stevan Kurtinich sits down. He's been scoreless on 0-for-4 shooting, and sure enough, there's Rob Higgins with the first media timeout coming up inside of 16 minutes. Augusto's done a good job on Hawkins. Another fine defensive performance from Jayshon. Right side, Unique McLean, the lefty three. He had just enough room to evade the outstretched arm of Julian Batts, and it's intercepted. Flowers the lazy inbounds. The floater from Hawkins, no good. Got to his rebound, and then Cotton fouled him. That was just a careless, lazy inbound from Ty Flowers. He had options, but opted to look for Clark near the timeline. And the Terriers will get it back after the media timeout. They'll inbounds from the baseline left with 4:06 gone by in the second. Terriers still leading. They're up on the Sharks 48-44. 4:06 gone by in the second half. Greg Caserta with you once again at the Pope Center here at St. Francis, Brooklyn. Terriers lead the Sharks 48-44. The foul on Vershawn Cotton right before the media timeout. Just his first, but the third in the half so far for the Sharks. And really, it shouldn't have happened. It was just a poor decision on the inbounds pass from Ty Flowers. He's still in the huddle talking to LIU assistant coach Jim Mack. Julian Batts having a word with Marlon Williamson before they break the huddle. And Chauncey Hawkins inbounding for the Terriers. Baseline left, dotting the I of St. Francis, which is written out across the baseline, the red baseline with the white font. The paint is blue, the NEC logo in white outlined in red with the red flourish underneath. And Hawkins looking to get it in, Augusto on him. Schellen, low right block. Turn around, yes sir. Dennis Schellen is 8-for-9. It's his best game in quite some time. Schellen now with 16. And a 6-point lead for the Terriers. Batts looking to put the moves on McLean. Unique's got the size advantage on him. Augusto dribbles left, gets around the screen and lays it in. Flowers set him up, and Augusto took it all the way. The Sharks have had room when they've been able to penetrate. And Jayshon Augusto has just his second field goal. He's got 4 points. Schellen kicks it left corner. Higgins wide open. That's a three. It's around and out. Flowers controls the rebound. After losing it for a moment, that's his team-leading seventh. Here come the Sharks. Batts, right side three, a long one, puts it in. One-point game. The Terriers lead it 50-49. And Julian Batts is red hot with all 8 points out of halftime. 14:45 to go. Terriers 50, Sharks 49. LIU outscoring them 20-11 in this second half. McLean dribbles inside, down the right side of the lane, can't get the roll, and Cotton secures the rebound. Sharks can take their first lead since early in the first. It's Cotton in between the circles. Higgins hounding him. Flowers sets the screen, but Cotton moves away from it, dribbles right, accelerates, swings, goes left, Augusto straight away for three, no. And it's tipped out, last touch by Unique McLean, knocking it out with 14:15 to go. 20 on the shot clock, and LIU inbounding underneath the hoop to our right. Yaya Evans checked off. Rossell Hurley in. He guards Flowers in the right corner. Clark 1 foot on the line, right side, left it short. Cotton tips the rebound, and Chellen's got it. Hawkins leads the break, and Holt. Sharks got back in transition. Here's McLean spotting up, line drive three short, and Agosto skies in for another rebound. Jay Sean looking ahead, through the legs, slows it down. Back for Bats with 8 points in the second. Clark dribbles into the lane, cradles right off the window, no touch, and it's off the front of the rim. Here come the Terriers right to left, right of the arc. Hawkins off the side, no good with a three. And now Clark controls and slows it down for the Sharks. Terriers 50, Sharks 49. 13 and a half left in the second. Agosto dribbles right, runs into Higgins. And Higgins bumped him for a foul. First foul on Higgins. And the third for the Terriers. Both teams with three and a half. Dennis Chellen heads off. And Milija Čosić, the senior from Serbia, back in. Sharks left to right. A bucket gives them their first lead since early in the first. Cotton dribbles right, peels it back. It's a three, and it's good from right of the arc for Sean Cotton with his second triple. 6 points from Vershawn, and the Sharks lead 52-50. 6:55 gone by in the second. Sharks have scored 8 straight over the last 2:40. Hurley down the right side of the lane, bumped back out by Flowers. It's Čosić putting the moves on. He cradles, goes in. Bats rejected him. Julian Bats looks, bounces. Cotton in with the right. He's got it. Lays it in for two. Cotton and Bats have 8 points each. They've accounted for 16 of the 25 in this second. And suddenly it's an LIU crowd inside the Pope Center. Sharks 54, Terriers 50, and a timeout with 12:43 to go.